Sean Diddy Combs accused of gang raping 17-year-old high school girl in explosive new lawsuit. By David Ng on December 6, 2023. Rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs is facing yet another sexual assault lawsuit. This time from a plaintiff who alleges in disturbing and lurid detail that she was gang raped by Combs and two other men in 2003 when she was just 17 years old. In her complaint filed Wednesday in a New York City court, the anonymous plaintiff alleges the men took turns raping her in a bathroom at Daddy's House recording studio in New York when she was in high school and Combs was 34. The filing also named Harve Pierre, former president of Bad Boy Entertainment, and a third unnamed attacker. The explosive lawsuit represents the fourth one filed against Sean Combs in recent weeks. Combs settled the first suit just one day after it was filed. The suit was filed by R&B singer Cassie, who alleged rape, abuse, and sex trafficking. Another suit, whose plaintiff remains anonymous, claims Diddy and singer-songwriter Aaron Hall took turns raping her and one of her friends, either in 1990 or 1991. On Wednesday, Combs denied the latest accusations in a strongly worded statement sent to multiple news outlets. "Enough is enough. For the last couple of weeks, I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation and my legacy. Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday," he said. "Let me be absolutely clear, I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family and for the truth." The prior three complaints against Combs took advantage of New York State's #MeToo law known as the Adult Survivors Act, which lifted the statute of limitations on sexual misconduct accusations, with no time limit on when the alleged actions took place. But the new complaint is using a separate city law to get to Combs, according to a Rolling Stone report. The plaintiff is taking advantage of the Victims of Gender-Motivated Violence Act, which offers a 2-year look-back window for civil claims that previously fell outside the statute of limitations. The measure, which expires March 2025, applies to claims of gender-motivated violence that took place in the city's five boroughs. The new suit against Combs claims the then 34-year-old rapper convinced the 17-year-old Jane Doe to fly his private jet from Detroit to New York, where she was subsequently taken to his recording studio. There, the suit alleges, she was plied with drugs and alcohol to the point that she could not possibly have consented to having sex with anyone. While at the studio, Ms. Doe was gang-raped by Mr. Combs, the third assailant, and Mr. Pierre, in that order. As Breitbart News reported, Combs has stepped down as chairman of his Revolt TV network in the wake of the multiple sexual assault lawsuits. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.